The Traveler's Journal, February 16th, saying sayonara and good night. Many savvy travelers to Japan make a point to spend a night or two in a ryokan, or traditional Japanese inn. Steeped in the elegance of pure simplicity, where the least is the most, it's an experience that requires travelers to leave their Western expectations at the door, along with their shoes. Many of the most famous ryokan are located near Kyoto. Over 300 years old, Tawaraya is the most exclusive. Guests are greeted in a lobby lit by giant ceremonial candles. Each of its 17 guest rooms features its own garden, cedar tub, and tea ceremony. But at $500 a night, a visit is clearly a travel experience to be savored. Kyoto boasts many other less expensive ryokan. A night in Hiraiwa, for example, runs about $100 per person. Its clean, simple private rooms and shared bathroom facilities make for a homey experience, but one that's won rave reviews from many Western travelers. Another quintessential Japanese experience is a visit to a Buddhist temple for a taste of zazen, a profound form of sitting meditation. Japan has dozens of Zen centers, many of which admit both day visitors and longer-term guests. For example, the exquisitely manicured gardens of Kyoto's huge Daitokuji Temple should not be missed. But for those fortunate few who find their way to the tiny Zazen Center at the far north end, the visit can be a chance to profoundly change their lives. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com.